For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
And all our lives, you have been faithful. And all our lives, you have been so, so good. Yeah. And every breath that we have taken, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for November. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for this month of encounters. Father, we thank you for the testimonies we've heard. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you because, Lord, you are changing our lives. We are transforming. We are becoming better. Gradually, we are becoming molded. We are becoming shaped. The glory of your beauty is beginning to exude from us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Father, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow, I want to welcome you to church once again. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome. So I've been a month of encounters. Hallelujah. I was not around to hear the testimonies. Did anybody testify after our service on encounters with Destiny Helper? Was there any testimony along that line? Wow. Hallelujah. I've really missed this month and it pained me when I look at a lot of sermons that we have and the month is over. I say, God, help us. Praise God. But I know it's for good. Hallelujah. It's for good. Encounters, our month of encounters. Hallelujah. I remember when we shared that first Sunday, at least what God did for that first Sunday is a sign that God really led us to look at that in the beginning of this month by the encounters we had and the testimony we have for people, even people that were connected online. It's a sign that this is a month for great things. Hallelujah. And then like we prophesied, the following Sunday people still came, and then I was hearing, even till this week, somebody was still, I was telling him, let them just calm down. Hallelujah. I believe God is with us. And God has said great things. And he will perfect it in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we looked at encounters, 11-hour encounters. Hallelujah. I can remember we spoke about some facts about the encounters. We said some encounters are spectacular, some are not. We see, we look at types of encounters. So encounters with the written word of God. An encounter with the Rhema. We said this is the highest form of encounters. Encounter with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There are many people that are saved but have not encountered the Spirit of God. If you've encountered other parts, you have not encountered the Spirit, you are still limited. We say we have encountered with heavenly beings. We have some people who see angels, cherubim. Hallelujah. We say encounters with new creation realities like health, wealth, dominion, and wisdom. We say we have encounters with men. We call it Destiny Helpers, which is our topic for the second Sunday this month of November. And then we say encounters with the bounties of God, encounter with favor, encounter with love and mercy. We look at the reason why we need encounters. We say encounters solidify and concretize our convictions. Hallelujah. We said encounters and when you have encounter and you have result, it enhance people believing in you. Hallelujah. When God told Moses to go to the children of Israel and tell them they are going to be delivered, God gave him an encounter that said, like, show them this first sign. If they don't believe you, tell them the second one. This encounter, they will believe you. Hallelujah. So when you say, God said, I've called you to become an apostle, a prophet, people will not believe you until there are certain things they see. Praise the Lord. So we say it is people accepting you. It is people believing in you. And then we looked at encounters activate one to the supernatural. We said encounters paint true pictures of your convictions. As is, many people think angels have wings, and then there is a way people think about angels. But when you have really met an angel, your perspective about them will change. Hallelujah. Then we looked at channels of encounter, how to activate encounters. And then we looked at encounters will help us. And then that was it. And then I believe the third Sunday we look at anticipating encounters. Hallelujah. And then the fourth Sunday was, what's up for the fourth Sunday? Acquiring God's grace for speed. Hallelujah. I believe this has really been awesome. Praise God. Now this evening in this midweek service, we'll be looking at encounters and desires. And I want you to open your heart, hallelujah. You know, one of the exciting things that we have to look at is that what we see bears results, hallelujah. It bears witness that these things are true. A sign that something is from God is that you can witness it in your spirit that this is coming from God, hallelujah. And then you produce it. So encounters and desires, Psalms 145 verse 19. And then Proverbs chapter 10 verse 24. Psalms 145:19. And then Proverbs 10:24. Encounters and desires. Hallelujah. Encounters and desires. Psalms 145 verse 19. And then Proverbs 10:24. Proverbs 10:24. Psalms 145:19. Proverbs 10:24 says, hallelujah. It says, the fear of the wicked, that means what they are afraid of, it shall happen to them. Are we together? But the desire, obey the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Are you in Psalms 145, David? Yes.
Psalm 145 verse 19.
Yes.
He will fulfill the desire of them.
Now, God will fulfill the desires of them
that fear him.
That fear him, yes.
He also will hear their cry.
He will also hear their cry.
And will save them.
And will save them. Hallelujah. Now, why, you know, sometimes I get excited when it's time to look at the word of God because these things are real. Do you understand? Yes. And I know that if you apply them, we'll see the results. So God said he will grant the desires of the righteous. How many of you here are righteous? Are you righteous? Yes. See, God said he will grant, but the expectations of the wicked will come upon them, but God will grant the desires of the righteous. Now the question is, what are your desires? Yes, I mean, now, what do you want to become? What do you want? What are your desires? All together. Now, a desire is simply a craving and a longing for something. A desire is what? A craving and a longing for something. I crave for membership in the church. Do you understand? I crave for quality members. I crave for the anointing. I desire to be anointed. Do you understand? I desire to be anointed. I desire to be used of God. I desire to be prosperous. I desire to have wealth. I desire to have money. When I talk about money, I mean real money. I desire to be international. I desire to be relevant. I desire to be good in character, in morals. These are my desires. These are my cravings. You understand now? The way I have positive cravings, so people crave to become good armed robbers. So people crave to be real bad boys. So people crave to be real wicked, really wicked. So people crave to be bad prostitutes. So people have driven cravings. So people desire to eat plenty food. That is their desires. Do you understand me now? So your craving is your desire. What you really want to. So people desire to be intuitively good. So people desire to be intelligent. So people desire to become politicians. Good desires, is that right? So people desire to be intelligent and intellectually witted. So everybody has different desires. Your cravings are your desires. Praise the Lord. And the second definition of desire, your desire is your wish. And then your want. What you wish for. What you want for. Hallelujah. Are your desires. So if I ask you now, what are your wish for your life? Are we together? What do you wish your life to become like? If I ask now, what do you wish at the end of your life? You wish at the end of your life, you have a house, you have a duplex, you have an upstairs, you have a house, you have houses in Lagos and Abuja and Port Harcourt, and where again? Bayelsa. And then you desire to have few money, you can fly out and come back. You desire to go to UK and snap some pictures and upload on Twitter. What are your desires? You understand now? What do you wish your life to become like? What do you want? Now, I want you to get a statement that is very, very clear. There is a difference between a wish and a desire. If a wish is not expressed, it's not a desire. A wish and a want that is expressed is now a desire. Now, just understand this. If I only want and wish for something in my heart and I've never expressed it verbally or in a way, it's never a desire. So the difference between a desire and a wish is that you have expressed. So a desire is a wish and a want that is expressed. So God is looking at you. You have never spoken to God that, God, I really want to prosper. Are we together? Many people have never prayed that, Lord, I really want to be in health. I really want to be relevant to the body of Christ. You understand me now? Because if you have not expressed it, it's never a desire. Now, to put a request to somebody or to entreat somebody is a desire according to the Bible definition of desire. When you put a request to somebody, David, I please, can you give me your Bible? That is a desire according to the word of God. Can you please do this for me? Anytime you make a request to somebody or to God, the Bible says it's a desire. So, when you go to God and say, Father, Lord, I desire to be used of you. To God, you desire to be used. Are we together? Now, I want to tell you some facts about desire that you must know. Number one is that desires are natural and then they are not sinful. When you have a desire for something, it is natural and it is not a sinful thing. Like in Genesis 23 verse 6, the Bible says, Eve looked at the tree. Altogether, desires are natural in themselves, they are not sinful. Bible says, Eve looked at the tree and she desired it. Do you remember when I talked about conquering sexual immorality? I asked us a question. I asked everybody in the church in the beginning of the sermon. How many of us have sexual urges? Do you remember that day? And there's some people who are reluctant. And then after a while, everybody discovered that everybody had a natural desire. It's a natural thing. But now yielding to it is what becomes a problem. Altogether? So when you see somebody driving a Lexus car on the road and they mess these bends, and they say, this is a motor, this is a car. I want something like that. That desire is not sinful. Do you understand me, guys? Now, some people say, you're being carnal, you're carnally minded. No, that is not a carnal. You just want something. It's when you begin to yield to it carnally. That is when it becomes wrong. Are we together? So desire is natural. Every one of us desires something. Are we together? Number two thing I want you to understand before we continue is that desires of the believer are God-sourced. Every desire of a believer, they are what? God-sourced. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9. What I mean by that is, every believer, the desires that you have, God put them in you. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 26 verse 9. The Bible says, I desire you in the morning. With my soul have I desired thee. Isaiah 26 9. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitant of the world will learn righteousness. Praise the Lord. Now, every believer. How many of you have ever had somebody that said that he was just sitting down and he just felt like the devil just, something told him that he should go and slap this person. Or somebody told him something that a desire to just steal the money came upon him. Have you ever had those kind of testimonies? How many of you have ever happened to you? All of us, right? Now, that desire that was negative came from a source. That is who? The devil, right? He spoke to you, but when those desires were in you were thinking you are the one thinking them. When you are having those desires, you are thinking that it was your thought. You never knew that it was a demon that was talking to you. Do you know what I'm talking about? When many people, it's now that maybe that you know that demons speak to people. But those days, when those kind of things happen, people don't know that demons speak to them, and then the thoughts that they act are demon sourced. That is the way for you as a believer. Suddenly you begin to have desire to minister the word of God to people. That desire is not from you. God put it in you. Do you understand me now? The desire to preach the word of God, to become a pastor, I love people to prosper, is not a natural instinct. That desire is God-sourced. God put it in you. That's why you hear people that say that they have passion for orphanage. They love small children. They want to help small children. That desire is not from them. God put it in them. Do you understand me now? So the desires of the righteous, that is the same way. Now, because I say this one, all of you will believe now. But if I say that when you see somebody that want to prosper, want to have bad money, when I say bad, B-A-H-D, you know that's good, bad. Do you understand me now? No, that's bad, B-A-D. Then that's B-A-H-D. B-A-H-D is positive bad. When you hear somebody say, I want to become wealthy, you say, now, that desire is not from God, it's from heaven. God. God can put it in the mind of somebody to become wealthy. Do you understand, guys? So every desire of a righteous comes from God. Don't worry. Listen to the end of this message. Hallelujah. I made this statement because of people that will be listening to this message online. Because when I say this statement, some people will be thinking about something else. Wait till the end, I'll answer your question. Praise God. The third thing I want to understand is that desires grant us access to what we desire. When you desire something, it will open up the door of something for you, of that thing to you. Hallelujah. In Esther chapter 2 verse 13, David, hear me, able to Daniel chapter 2 verse 23. In Esther chapter 2 verse 13, the Bible was talking about when they came to meet King Ahasuerus, the Bible said all the maidens, the ladies, what they desired was what was given to them. Do you understand me now? Now the story of the King Ahasuerus can be likened to every believer, to every Christian. What you desire is what God will give you. If, like every one of us has a blank check before God, it means if you come to God and say, Lord, I need you to give me 5 million naira 2020. God can grant it to you. If you come to him and say, Lord, I need you to give me 500,000 2020. God can grant it to you. If you come to him and say, I need 10 billion. God can. So everything you desire will be what you'll be given access to. All together. In Daniel 2 verse 23. And the Bible says, Daniel, have you seen it? Alright, let's have it. Yes. Yes.
I thank thee and praise thee.
Now, Daniel was talking, he said, I thank thee and I praise thee.
O thou God of my father.
Yes.
Who has given me wisdom and might.
God gave him wisdom and might. You remember now, if you read the book of Daniel, the Bible says God gave Daniel wisdom and understanding. You look as if, all together. Now you look as if he didn't ask for it, God gave him. Come, is that not true? But now let's hear what Daniel was saying. Yes.
And has made known unto me now.
Yes.
What we desired of thee.
You discover that Daniel desired wisdom, understanding before God gave it to him. Do you understand that? So what you desire, like it's okay, sir. I desire the healing anointing. Somebody else may be desiring the prophetic. God will give the person the prophetic and God will give me the healing anointing of what I desire. Do you understand me now? The desire you have will be what will open the door. I remember one time when people will come and be testifying that they have encounter with my father in the Lord, or the Paul and Nature, that they saw him in their dreams. He came and spoke to them. This one said, he came and prayed for them. This one again, people were testifying over and over again. Then I said, me too, I must see him in my dream. Yes. I desired it. I wanted it. I prayed about it. I remember, you know, like I said, I don't dream often. When you dream and it's from a real spirit, you know it's a real dream. Have you ever talking about? You know, there are dreams when you wake up, this one is a joke. But there are dreams when you wake up, you know, this one is a real dream. Some guys. So that one, I remember that time I desired to see him in my dream. I have never seen anybody. Let me see. Maybe I said I wanted to see him. One night I was sleeping. I remember I had an encounter with him. He appeared like a Fulani man, tending cows. You know, the Bible refers, you know, when you wake up, when I woke up, I understood what it means. Okay, let me share the encounter first. He appeared like a Fulani man, tending cows with his cob, with his stick, and then the cows were feeding as a shepherd, and the cows were there. All of them were well. Then I came to him. I said, sir, please, can I help you? He said, you want to help me? I said, yes. Okay, meanwhile, before I came up, some cows were doing aluta, like, some of the cows didn't want to be controlled, so we are stubborn and escaping from the fold. So I came to him and said, sir, please, can I help you to control those stubborn ones? You know, that is why I like stubborn people. Like, you see? I said, look, can I help you to control those stubborn ones? He said, yes, you can join me. Then he said, yes, join me. Then he now led me to where they were. Now, to me, when I woke up, I understand that the Bible always calls a pastor a shepherd. And the people he tends to at their shepherd, the Bible say, give attention to your flock. So he is the shepherd, of course, as a Fulani man, tending to the flock, the sheep, the people. So I came to him as a fellow minister. I said, sir, can I help you to control this stubborn one? There are some that were not obeying him and are being stubborn. I said, sir, can I? He said, yes, go and attend to them. I believe he gave me a responsibility. Because I mean, now, if you desire, I desired it, that's what I had it. You know, and the first lady, you know, her name is First Lady now. The First Lady was telling me of one time her pastor's wife had a cloth. She said that the first time she saw it, she loved it. It was good on her. She always loved it. There's a struggling some few weeks to her wedding. The same woman called her and said, take this cloth. I'm giving it to you as a mantle. It was the exact one that she desired. See that your desires will always come to you. If you never want it, it will never happen, because the Bible says you don't cast pearls before swine. You will not value it. Do you understand me, guys? So the fourth thing I want you to understand is that desires express all every desire that you have, express your passion. and your expectation. Hallelujah. Your desire expressed was your passion. Now, my desire is along the ministry line. Is it true? Now, David's desire is along the drum line. He has passion. I remember I was checking through his phone. He was telling me he's playing drum videos. I've never watched one. I don't have any passion along drum. What's my business? You know what I mean? But that is his desire. You have the desire along the internet, along music, along worship. I don't have that kind of desire. See, somebody will have a desire along the business line, along fashion. See that what you desire express your passion. Somebody will have a desire along the political line. They like political news. They like what is happening in government and power. I don't like government and power politics news unless for the sake of prayer. I don't have passion in that line. So when we listen to the things you say, when we listen to the things you desire, we can know your passion. Do you understand me now? We can know your want. Anytime it's money, anytime it's girls, anytime it's boys, anytime it's XYZ, we can know what is your passion. You know, anytime I talk about certain things, sometimes there are topics I don't like preaching in a place for the first time. Topics like money, topics like soul, topics like hellfire. Anytime I'm preaching those topics, I have extra passion on those topics. Like when it comes to soul winning, evangelism, integrity, prosperity, and health, I have extra passion. So when I'm talking, people say, this person is like, So I would like to talk about holiness, because people say, this one is a good pastor. Because you meet me the first, I'm talking about money with passion, this one is prosperity pastor. You see, that's what people will think. But they have never made me talk about holiness. I will speak with the same passion as I'm talking about finances. All together. So your passion express what you want. Every pastor, when you listen to him, you know his passion. Some pastors have the passion for marriages. A whole ministry is built on relationship. Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo, that is all he lives for. All together. There are pastors, when I mention their name, you know it's relationship. Bimbo Dukuya, what do you know her for? Relationship. When you mention Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo, who again is on relationship? Funke Adejumo, when you mention her name, what do you know her for? Relationship. But she has preached on other topics. But you know that those ones are, by the way, when I mention Dr. Paul Enetcher, you know, anger against oppression, anger against sickness, like he has extra anger in that area. Anytime he's praying for a sick person, he's like he's angry at the devil. Somebody else will see a sick person and say, we'll pray for you after the service. But to him, he can stop a sermon and stop anything and call somebody that has caller. Come, let me pray for you. He hates your passion. Somebody else has a passion. So when we listen to you, your expression, your passion express what you desire. How together? I desire the mantle for souls. I desire the mantle for evangelism. I desire the mantle. So we listen to you now. Your number five thing I want you to know before we continue is that the extent of your desire reveals and defines the boundary of your delivery from God. What did I say? The extent of your desire define the boundary of your reception and delivery from God. 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 1 and verse 11. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 9. Please, I want you to hear me. I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ. Are we together? Come on, are we together? 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 1. 9 verse 1, yes. And then verse 11. Now it came to pass, yes. Now listen to what the Bible is saying. It came to pass when Solomon had finished
the building of the house of the
Lord. The building of the house of the Lord, yes.
And the king's house.
And the king's house.
And all Solomon's desire. Now,
everything that he had desired, he has finished it when he was still young.
Which he was pleased to do.
Can you imagine? Yes. That is all. Then verse 11. Now, thank you. You can sit down, man. Now, after he built the temple, built his houses for the queens, he was still young. And the Bible says he has finished everything he had desired. So you have finished everything you have desired. Kukuma, full blown iniquity. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He finished his vision at the early age of life.
Don't imagine me if your vision is to build a 3-bedroom bungalow and to have a Corolla car. And then to have millions in your account. And then you achieve all those things by 25. And you are going to live for another 50 years. What will you be doing? All your life desires have been achieved. So when Solomon finished, the Bible says he began to love strange women. Because there was nothing left. That is why I have 70-year plan for my life. Till the day I'm dying, I have a plan for it. There will not come a time that there's nothing I have to do. And I set impossible achievable plans. Like plan of willing 10 billion souls. See that till then, that kind of plan will not happen. Solomon finished his plan on time, and the Bible said the next statement was he began to follow strange women. But there was nothing else. All he lived for was to build a temple of God. So, and then God gave him all his desires. Now, if all your desire is to release an album, to win XYZ award, and to have certain kind of money, when those things happen, it will define the boundary. Sometimes, I ask impossible requests. You understand, guys? Yes, because the limit of your desire define the boundary of how God will bless you. God will never bless you beyond your desire. Like it's always said that if you don't think about millions, it will never come to your hand. See what I'm talking about, guys? If you never thought about it, so the extent of your desire, I desire to fill local jazz stadium border to border. You understand, guys? I desire to hold program in this area, that double lane road on that side, we have said it. On this side, all of them will be blocked. That is my desire. I desire to have to be international, to be global. People will listen to you and fall down and have vision and encounter. Right there, those are my strange desires. Desires that God will say, you are really serious. You know what I'm going to desire? That is, my problem is, I don't like people asking me, what do you want? I don't like that kind of question. But most times when I give the answer, they don't like my answer. If you give me a blank check like that, I will not ask maybe requests. Yes. Because the boundary of your desire define the boundary of your blessings. So the Bible says, open your mouth wide and what? So desire big things. Tell your neighbor, desire big things. There are mega things in your life. Do you understand, guys? There are mega things in your life. Desire big things. Desire to own a house on time. Is it possible? Come on, is it really possible? That you can own a house on time. Do you desire, is it possible to fly out and come out at your own volition? The way you enter keke without praying. How many of you used to pray before you enter keke? Say, Father Lord, please let this keke man enter me. That is the way, but you desire, you pray when you get on the visa. The way you operate with keke man, some people operate with aeroplane like that. Hope you know that. Why can't it be you? You can preach to 1 million souls at the sitting. It's possible. I will get that. So desire mega things. You can sing and your songs will cross country barriers. Voice notwithstanding, no matter what is it will go far. You will be watching a Netflix movie one day and then on the background is your song to your amazement. Have you ever desired that kind of something like that? You see? Desire is that one day a major series will be playing and on the background is your song. Desire it. You know something now? Desire, you see video of Obama singing to African songs, Nigerian artist song. Desire that one day you'll be playing, you'll be on TV and then you'll be seeing who? Pat Robertson worshiping with your song. Desire things like that. Desire that one day that desire that one day that their dear boy will call you on phone. Can it happen? It can happen. So desire it because it defines the boundary. Okay, I desire crowd. I desire overflow. I desire quality membership. I desire finances. Altogether, I desire to be anointed, really anointed. I desire it. So, example of people that had desire and then it betted encounters. The first person I want to give you is the example of Moses. Psalms 103 verse 7. How many of you have ever heard of these scriptures? That God showed his ways to Moses and revealed his act to the children of Israel. Have you heard that scripture before? You have not heard that scripture? Okay, let's read it. Psalms 103 verse 7. People that that had desires, and their desire led them to encounters. He, now listen, he made known his ways unto what? Moses. His acts unto the children. Let me explain that scripture to you. Do you understand me now, guys? Listen. That means, to the church members, are we together? To the church members, all they know is that apostles are anointed, they get blessed by the message, they have testimonies. That is the way, that is the act, that is the miracles, that is the demonstration. All together. But to, let's say, to somebody like me, I taught him or explained to him, I remember he said, how do you used to preach like that? How can you preach like this? To him, he understood. I taught him how to preach like that and to produce that kind of result. Now to him, you understand the ways of producing the result, but all the people know is the act or the result. Do you understand that? Do you understand that example? So to the people, they know the ways, but Moses knows the act, the real ways. How do you produce this miracle? Then he knows the nitty gritty behind it. But all the people know about it. But that didn't happen to Moses because God wanted it to happen. Moses desired it and wanted it. You can see that in Exodus 33 verse 18. That scriptures, I remember when I saw this prayer of Moses, then I understood that Moses did not get it because it was Moses. He asked for it. Exodus 33, 18.
And he said,
now, this was Moses praying, yes.
And he said,
yes.
I
asked you, yes, I beseech thee. Are you saying that? Show me thy glory. That is actually, show me your ways. So Moses wanted it. Like I said, me asked for it. If he didn't ask, I will not come and tell him. Do you understand me now? So, Moses asked, desire to know the ways of God, and God showed him. So, when you desire something, it can happen. All together. Second example is Daniel. In Daniel chapter 9, from verse 1 to 11, to 10. When Daniel discovered that the captivity of Israel was about to end, the Bible said Daniel desired of the Lord to reveal the way out. So desire the Lord, I want to be the deliverer of my family. Do you understand that kind of desire? Is it a bad desire? We can have three deliverers. In the family of Moses, three of them became deliverers. It's not true. Moses was a deliverer. Aaron became a deliverer. And what? Miriam. So that prayer point, your own prayer point cannot stop the prayer point of your brother to become a deliverer for your family. All of you can become deliverers. If you are delivering with 10 million naira and I'm delivering with 10 million naira, all of us become together, our deliverance power on the family will be stronger. It's not true. Yes. You have one elder brother that has money, all of you are broke. Because his money is divided by 7. But if you have 3 people that are buoyant, that is 3 divided by 7. The value is different from 1 divided by 7. So you can desire to be the rich person in your family. Anybody else in your family can desire it. Do you understand, guys? So Daniel wanted it and it happened. Elijah also wanted to bring the Israelites to their knees by disobeying God. Did the desire come to pass? 1 Kings 17 verse 1. And then 1 Kings 19 verse 12. And then 1 Kings 18, 21. Elijah had a passion to bring Israel back to God. Hallelujah. And it happened. In Philippians 3 verse 10, Paul had a request. All of us should know Philippians 3 verse 10. What does he say? That I may know him and the power what of his resurrection. That is the desire. All together. If you desire to be anointed like Bishop David Oyedepo, it's a possibility. But it will never happen if you don't desire. I want to be like Dr. Paul. I always wanted it. Altogether. Until unconsciously I began to preach like him. My sermon, this is the way he preaches. Example, introduction. 3 facts about this. I didn't know when I started doing it. 3, but when he give you example, give you the body, and then give you counsel. Is that not true? Is that the way I preach or not? It was unconscious. After a while, I noticed that this is the way he preaches. I love Bishop Dakar with me still. I was watching his videos, his preaching, like movies. I began to walk like him. This is the way he used to hold my, this is the way he used to hold my, this is the way he used to do. When I was doing it unconsciously. This is the way he used to walk. He's the one that for me, my God holding on the pulpit like this. I'm shaking like this. Yes, sincerely. You know, I was holding her hand one time. They were praying for him. I was not shaking because, stay straight now. I'm like, I got it from Bishop Doug. Even in the height of seriousness, it'd be like this. Now, by watching him, unconsciously he became on me. So desire somebody, that is why you can know somebody that desires your grace. Because unconsciously you become like the person. Are we together? Are we together? Another person that had the desire is David, and then God granted his desires. Psalm 42 verse 1, the Bible says, as the deer pants after what? The water, so my heart what? Pants after you. Psalms 119 verse 131. 119:131, the Bible says, David speaking says, I desire thy commandment. Hey. Do you know something, guys? Remember when I hear some people talk about, when I hear Pastor Ezekiel or people talk about the spirit of understanding or the spirit of wisdom at work in Shekinah Encounter Center, I don't smile because there was a time till today I pray, Lord, I want understanding. I want wisdom. I want to be able to understand the Bible understand the way things work. I prayed, I wanted it. I didn't even know God answered me till when people began to say that these spirits are working here. That was when I knew that God has answered my prayer. Sincerely, I didn't even know how to understand him. Because I hate foolishness. I hate foolishness. I hate to explain what I don't understand. When I say I know how people can prosper, I'm not saying it because I read it in the Bible. I understand how it works. When I say I know how people can get money, remember during the wedding program, I used to tell you that this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. I didn't have the money. I didn't have travel to go back, but I said this will happen. All of them happen. All. Over happen, self. On a serious note, yes. But that is a way to make things happen. Like if you understand how to make good eba, every time you make good eba, because it was not by chance you stumbled into it, you understand the way to make it happen. Hallelujah. So I always wanted it, and God answered me. I want wisdom because I hate being a fool. I hate being deceived, deceiving myself and deceiving people. I wanted to be wise. Hallelujah. I wanted to be wise. I had three encounters this year. I was speaking to men of God I respect, high men of God. After talking for a while, they say, how old are you? When I tell them my age, they would not believe it. Yes. Because the level of wisdom I was talking, my level cannot be true. Should not. Or it's not expected that my age mate should be talking about it. Do you understand me, guys? So people of high caliber, people that I respected from childhood, called me to discuss about family mega issues. That nobody ever, because wisdom can be found. You can see it that this person is wise. By the way he spoke, the way he acts, you know that this person is not the same with his age mate. So I wanted it and I got it. I wanted knowledge so badly. I hate foolishness. That is why I crave for understanding. I crave for books. We were in a devotion, my wife and my sister and her husband. And I was wondering in a devotion, and then I said some things that were medically inclined because she was a nurse. So after the devotion, how did I know these things? Because how did I know? And I'm not a nurse. Because I read it in books because I hate foolishness. I wanted to know. I was there. There was a time I wanted to know about emotion. Everything you desire, you will get it. So now, encounters. If you desire an encounter, that is the point. You will have it. Do you understand, guys? Do you understand? Yes, if you want desire encounters, you will have it. On the first Sunday of November, I remember when we spoke about encounters. Remember the testimony of Pius? So that he just went to me. It was not even serious. But he said, Lord, I want this is real. That same night, same week, had the encounter. He said that he was falling in the dream. He said he could not believe that he could fall. Do you remember his testimony? He could not believe that he could fall in a dream. That is, Minister Moyo was just, she woke up, she was tapping the night, woke up, she couldn't sleep, walked to the sanctuary, picked her guitar. It was as if God was singing directly to her ear. That was her testimony because she wanted it. She recorded the song that we could not believe that it was her personal song. And it will be out soon. Because she wanted it. She remember also a testimony. It's the same thing. Desire something, it will happen. I will get that. Desire a particular level. I remember Mommy Baker said that any desire, you have noticed her husband.
That's part of the pastor of the Paul in Nigeria. Every grace he always wanted, he got it. When I had a testimony, I said, me too, anything I want, I will get it. And I will get it. So desire it, and it will happen. Now, how do you desire, develop healthy desires? Because there are some bad desires. Is it true? How do you develop healthy desires? Number one, purify your soul with the word of God. What did I say? Purify your soul with the word of God. Psalms 37 verse 4. And Proverbs 11:23. We need to read these scriptures. Psalms 37 verse 4 and Proverbs 11:23. Purify your soul with the word of God. The Bible says, clean them by the washing of the word. I was gonna wash your mentality. I wish before this year end we'll talk about mentality. Prayer. Oh, yeah, yes. Psalm 37 verse 4, yes.
Sometimes delight yourself in the Lord.
Now, and delight yourself in the Lord, and He will what?
He will give you the desires of your heart.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. You know, Dr. Paul and Nature explained this because it means that it's not, you know, now when we say God will give you every desire, this was what I was saying in the beginning. And I told those people listening to this message to wait to the end. Now I'm answering their question. But when I said that, some people say, now, so if you desire somebody's wife, I'm going to give you that one. No. You know what I mean now? Bible says the desires that you will have, God will put it in you, and they will be good desires. Do you understand me now? You will never see in the Bible that God gave somebody's wife. You will never see in the Bible that God taught somebody how to deceive somebody. You will never see in the Bible that God taught somebody how to become a fraudster. And now, Lord, I am desiring the anointing to become a good fraudster. No, that desire is not from God. How do you get that? You will never read in the word of God somebody was taught dishonor by God. You will never see that in the Bible. So when you wash your mind with the word of God, all your desires will be godly. And then when you are purified, every of them will begin to come to pass. How do you get that? Like when you read the Bible, you see people desiring to be able to deliver a whole nation, and God answer their desires. See people desiring prosperity, and God prospering them. How do you get that? Proverbs 11:23. Anybody there? Yes.
The desire of the righteous is only good.
My goodness. Can you come again?
The desire of the righteous.
The desire of the righteous is only good. Yes.
But the expectation of the wicked is rot.
Now, praise God. Shall I teach you a mystery that I've got to understand about how people are led by God? Do you want to understand? Or should I tell you how some pastors or most people are led by God? I had this faith from Matthew Oshimolowo, and then I heard it also from TBC Miss. Most times when you hear many people say, God spoke this to me, or God said I should do this, or God did me this, many times the way it happened, God just dropped a desire in their heart. You just begin to have a strange desire for Sudanese. They discover that, Lord, I'm led to start a church in Sudan. I'm led to do a crusade there. I'm led to send them money. God will just drop a desire in them. And that desire is from God. If you are ever in church and you desire to give, that desire is not from the devil, it's from God. Do you understand? The devil can never tell you to give offering. Do you understand that kind of preaching? Anytime you want to give, don't say the devil will rebuke you. No, the devil will never tell you to give church. If you ever see somebody tell you to give church, there are bad churches now that the devil can tell you to give to bad churches. No, I'm talking about all things being equal. Like if you are in Shekinah and Kata Center, anywhere that is good and you feel give, it's God telling you to give. You just put the desire in you. I want to be a blessing to this person. The desire will be in you. So all the desires of the righteous are what? Good. Is that what he says? All of them, they are good. So when you find a bad desire, that means your righteousness is in question. Hallelujah. Number two, the first is to purify your soul. The second way to develop a healthy desire is to ensure that your desires are kingdom driven. Ensure that your desires are what? Kingdom driven. Not selfish. Not ego driven. Psalms 27 verse 4 and then Psalms 38 verse 19. Ensure that your desires are kingdom driven. Kingdom driven. Kingdom. Everything you want is to spend it on the kingdom. Are we together? Psalms 38 verse 9. And then Psalms 27 verse 4. Psalm 38 verse 9. Lord, all my desire is before you or before thee. And my groaning is not hid from thee. Psalm 37, 27 verse 4. Anybody there? Psalm 27 verse 4. The Bible says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his what? Temple. Are we together? Ensure that your desires are kingdom driven. We had a desire together with First Lady. We are telling her that during the wedding, any XYZ, all the money or a particular money that will come in the wedding is for God. That was our desire. All together? And then you can have a desire, Lord, if you give me 10 billion, 5 million is 5 billion is for the church. That is a good desire. All together? God, if you do this for me, remember the story of Anna, I desire a son and I will give you a prophet. So let your desire be kingdom driven. Lord, give me his best, this Benz. All that is in your mind is how to intimidate your neighbor. When I'm driving in a girl, bah, 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 you will horn 7 times. Look at this engine. You will know I have a car. Clean engine. If that is your desire, you will never have it. But if you desire a good mess, this car, so that you'll be able to drive and park and come out of that car and tell that person, give your life to Jesus Christ. The aim of that prosperity is to tell the people that you can be prosperous and be an evangelist. Do you understand me now? If the reason why you desire to have a house is so that when missionaries come or when pastors come or you'll be able to lost people, God will give you a house. But if the reason why you desire a house is to be able to build it high, put walls and put speakers inside. That is a bad desire. It's not towards the kingdom. You will not have it. Are we together? Let your desires for encounter begin to deliver. I want to see an angel so that when I'm speaking. I remember 1924, March 33. Is that even 33 March? March ending 31. March 33, you know the way people share encounters. I was in my room. I wasn't even praying. I was not sitting down. I was browsing. When suddenly my door opened and then I saw an angel. The angel sat down and spoke with me for 30 minutes. That is the reason why you want encounter to intimidate people. When you hear a real preacher talk, you say, hey, remember, have you seen an angel? No, you have not seen. Let me tell you. That is the reason why you have want an encounter, you never have an encounter. But if the reason why you design an encounter is to be able to reveal to people the potency of God, you will have it. Let the reason be kingdom. Don't want to become international because you want to go abroad and slap selfie with the statues in Paris and put it and say all my village people will not succeed. If that is your no, that's the truth. You know that is some people's vision. If that is your desire, you will never cross Ghana. You never cross Ghana. You will be in Africa for life. But the desire, your kingdom vision. Is to you all your desires are kingdom driven. You have encounters all together. If the reason why you want to have destiny helpers, it will really prosper and really be useful to others. Not that, let me show you my phone. You want to talk to Gulo Jonathan? Let me give you his number. I am connected to him. You want to talk to who? Saraki, take his number. That is the reason why you are looking for numbers to intimidate people. You will never go far. But if the reason why you want to have those people connected to you, so that when a church have a problem, you help them. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. So let the kingdom desires be kingdom driven. Number 3. Ensure that you clean yourself of toxic emotions. Toxic emotions like competition, bitterness, strife, and jealousy. All together? Let me tell you something. You know, in James chapter 4 verse 3, the Bible says you ask and have not because you ask that you may satisfy yourself of your lust. All together? How many of you know that when you're in competition, your desires will be altered in a way? Is it true? When two of you are ministers and you're in competition, when you hold the mic, you want the crowd to gyrate in a way that the other person has never been gyrated. When you've been looking at the crowd, look at the, tell you, when he's ministering, you'll be looking at the crowd, I'll be checking. And you need to measure with your own. Am I saying the truth? It's the truth. Because in competition, you want to see how the way the crowd were reacting when he was ministering and the way the crowd were reacting when you were ministering. That competitive tendency will alter your prayer point. Lord, let the people be moved. Let them be taught. Let them pray. That prayer point is from a negative desire. When you have jealousy and tender and bitterness, all your cravings and your desires will be affected. I desire to have a church that will have overflow, that will cross the main road, that will be blocking every blessing on this road, so that there will no apostle arrive local. That is a bad desire. Is that not true? That is what a bad, it will never happen. That kind of encounter will never happen. So watch, make sure that there is no bitterness in your spirit. Jealousy and competition. To the point you said in ministers conference, face your front. Don't mind what anybody is doing altogether. All of us can be at the globe. There are many people. How many billions of people do you have in this world? Over 7.6 billion people. The largest church in this world have how many people? How many people? 700,000. That's not up to a million. See? 1 billion means 999 million people plus 1 million. That's 1 billion. Then we have that kind of thing in 7 billion. Now it's above 8 billion people. So everybody can be at the top. The money that a particular person stole in Nigeria, if you share it to everybody by Nigeria population, everybody will have over 60 million. One person stole that one. That was God. It was one person that stole and we did Paris Fund Club refund up to 4 times. I know what I'm talking about. One person stole and the money that he stole, some of them were brought back. And the federal government shared it to state 4 times. So there is enough money for everybody to prosper. Are we together? So don't be competitive about anybody. Celebrate the successes of others. When you see your friend making a stride, celebrate it and don't be angry at it. Yours, desire your own. It's not bad. Your own too is allotted. You can have your own. You can have it. If you want this, you can have your own. I can have my own. There are few cars in the world, there is only one. You can have it, I can have it. You can have your house, I can have a house. You can have 10 billion subscribers, I can have 10 billion subscribers. Can it happen? Yes. In this nation, November is where we have the major convention in the world. Peace House are having MLR, Mesa and Leadership Retreat. Do not miss are having November convention going on now. Shiloh is about to start. Holy Ghost Congress is starting. All the mega churches are having program in November, early December. Sometimes almost the same date. All of them are jam-packed with people. Is that not true? Yes. It did not stop. Your success will not affect somebody's success. Remove competition, your desires will be clean. Are we together? And then finally, how to develop a healthy desire is to ensure that your desires are along God's plan for your life. Psalms 40 verse 7 and then Hebrews 10 verse 7, the Bible says, I come to you in the volumes of the book written concerning me to do your will. If today I wake up in the morning and I begin to desire to become the counselor or the governor of Kogi State, that is not God's plan for my life. That is a wrong desire. Are we together? Are we together? Now I woke up and say I want to become a professor. I want to become a chairman of ASU. That is a good, is that a good desire? Because the way ASU are suffering and people are at home, I want to become the chairman so that I can help them. That desire is not given to me. it's not my line. So let your desire be along what your plan. Just imagine I have a desire to be the world best mathematician. A mathematician wizard. So any question on calculus, calculus exponential, 3 million, I can solve it without thinking. That is not my line. But they say, I have a desire to be able to have the Bible that when you wake me and say, call Revelation 16 verse 6a. I'll quote it for you. So that desire is along my life. True or yes? Yes. They say, when you wake me up and say, give the history of Joseph or Jeremiah. I should be able to say, at my fingertip. Do you understand me now? Not that I have a desire to be able to know the history of Somalia. And then, no, it's good. I'm not called to history. Praise God. So let your desire be what? Along God's plan for your life. How do you develop healthy desires? Number one, I said, was what? Number two? And then number three. Clean yourself. And then number four, I said, was what? Ensure that your desires are along God's plan. Now, how do you receive your desires? This is the final, and then we close. I'll give you three ways to receive your desires. How many of you have desires at all? Really? Okay. How do you receive them? Number one is make a demand for them in prayers. Psalms 10 verse 17. A desire is not a desire until it's expressed. Remember the first statement I made? Isaiah Psalms 10 verse 17. Psalms 10 verse 17 and Mark 11 24. Psalms 10 verse 17 says, Lord, thou hast heard what? Do you see that at all? Psalms 10 verse 17. Yes, Psalms 10 17. Are you there? Lord, thou hast what? Heard. Is it heard or seen? Heard or seen? Now that means he verbalized it. Is that correct? Verbalize it by words or in your mind. Just say your desires. Remember when I talked about prayer, the Bible says that God knows your need, but he expects you to do what? To say them, right? Yes. Tell God. Tell God, Lord, I desire this. Say it with your mouth. Lord, I desire to do this. I desire to have it. Always say it. Are we together? Anywhere in the bedroom, in the toilet, say your desires. I desire to have this kind of wife. I desire to have this kind of husband. I desire to have this kind of children. I desire, say them. Verbalize your desires. I desire to have this level of, I desire to have, see, that's why when I thought about upper prayer, I talked about specificity of prayers. When you pray and say, Lord, I desire a car, what type of car? I desire a husband. What type of husband? There are accidents that have happened. All of them are husband. There are prayer points. Look at that. There are good husbands. There are better husbands. There are best husbands like our type. All of them exist. Is that true? So desire them. Say your desire, verbalize it. Number two is carry out your path along that desire. Responsibility. Proverbs 13 verse 4. And then Proverbs 21, 25, and then Proverbs 18 verse 1. Carry out your responsibility along those desires. Proverbs 18 verse 1. Proverbs 21 verse 25. Let's read those texts. When you have a desire, how to receive it is express them. Let God know. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. The soul of the lazy man desires and have nothing. Yes. But the diligent man what? Shall be made for. Do you know what it means? Lord, I desire to be anointed. Are we together? And then 365 days of the year. Every morning your mouth is moving. Man go chop, but it not be firewood. Also go catch me. If I go fast. You are a sleeping machine. Pray for tongues in 1 hour, you cannot. You will never, you will never touch anointing. Is that not true? You want to go international and then you cannot even speak correct English. That is, already you have failed visa interview. Is that not true? You are going for interview, you are not there. Ask you how many states are in Nigeria, you have not even cared to know. Say 67. Alright. In that sense, village people. Not village people. Praise God. You want to have a lot of money and then you wake up in the morning and then you are stretching your back till 11 a.m. You are doing beard gang on WhatsApp. You are in Instagram, you are in Twitter. And then you want to have money. You never have money. No matter your desire. Desire that, Lord, if you give me money, I will destroy this building and build a new church. You will never have that money. You have to walk. Hallelujah. Okay, the desire of the slothful person will never have it. Praise God. Proverbs 21, 25. Now, Proverbs 18, verse 1, the Bible says, out of desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermingled with spirit. You want to have strange encounters, separate yourself, you will encounter it. Okay, that? Yes. You have to have series of retreats. Is that not true? You cannot be anointed without retreat. Tell your neighbor. You cannot. You shall not, you shall not be anointed without retreat. I'm telling you.
There is a level of grace you will never test without fasting. There is no new generation preaching that will expunge fasting from the Bible. You know what I mean? So God has fasted all the fasting. You don't need to fast. Continue. Hallelujah. Even people that serve the devil till today, they fast. See that they are devil and look at him. See him like bone. See him. Any pastor is here with pot belly so long as it's not genetic. It's not anointing. Some people is genetic, like the genetic hereditary. You know, see to the point energy and look at him with all his money. You would think that when you have money, I will eat chicken, I will eat cow, I will eat fish. No. He said that the food he eats is very, very little. See Bishop Oyedepo. Look at the way they look physically. See, it's not food. Can never be there be eating food like as if you are an assignment with food. Your primary assignment is sleep. And then you're watching movie, you're watching season 1 to season 35. You're watching all the series, all the Netflix, you're watching it. You don't have time to download movies, you're on Twitter, you're on WhatsApp, you're on Facebook. 24/7 you're online. Every minute that enter, you are receiving as if you are on MTN and MTN manager replying to tweet and WhatsApp. You want to be anointed, you want to go to the nations. You go to the nations on WhatsApp, you never enter there. There are responsibilities. I want to have money, I want to prosper. There are things I must do. I want this church to have money, I must do, I must think, I must do. You know, let me tell you, if I want the church to have money, you know what I will do? It's not by organizing launching service. Come and give. If you have 5,000 naira, come on now. I will not drop this package, you come and drop 5,000 naira. Okay, it's too much. Okay, now I'll bring it down to 2,000 naira. 1,000 naira. That is not to have money as a church. Those, we will be supervising you, everybody that's not paying card and tight, and we monitoring you in a monitoring spirit. You don't have money like that. The way to have money as a church is impact people. So if I want to have money, I will develop myself to impactful, such that you will be too ungrateful for to give. Even if you don't want to give, you will give. You say, you will give. Are we understanding now? The biggest church, I've never seen Redeem doing launching. I've never seen Shiloh. The richest church, Bishop Oyedepo, I've never seen them launching. We are buying the airplane, 3,000. Their offering is one in one service. Offering is 5 minutes. As choir and ministry, you are collecting offering. And if you are not done, you are done. Go with your offering. Dr. Paul Nathan finished his service without collecting offering. Yes. And he had the biggest church in the whole world. How did he build it? Impact people. Nobody prosper by offering. That's the truth. At least you know by now. You cannot. But there are people that there is the way to have it. How you get that? There is a way. Impact people, they will give you. On their own, they will beg to give you. When I was about to wear some, I refused to give. Not the, there are over 4 people that called me for an account number. I refused to give them an account number. I'm telling you, yes. Please, repeated calls. I didn't give them the account number. But not, you know why I didn't give? I'm already reading, but not giving. But that is the way some people are. Please give me money. Please. They will be calling the person repeatedly. Please give me money. Send me money now. Please help me. I'm your brother. Help me. Don't you know I'm a pastor? Help me. But people are asking for account number. I'm not giving. You can't impact people that much. How you hear that? I've heard of the point to say he rejected car gift, plenty car gift. Many times. Yes, because that is the way you pin less people that even if they don't want to give. Even the devil will say, give now. This pastor has tried for you, give. Is that not true?
Yes.
That's the way to have money as a church. So, guardian your pastor. My own part is to develop myself to be spiritually buoyant and solid. Is that not true? That's the way to have money. So, what is your own part? Develop yourself in your own part. And then you have your desires. Any encounter you have, you want, there is a part to play. Are you understanding now? Yes, every desire you want to be relevant internationally, there is a part on your part. There is a way you will sing and international community will accept it. It's not true. In packaging, we have level A, level 2, level 3 packaging. There is a towel you can buy, the same towel in a boutique, and the same towel in a Hausa man. Same company, same thing. You will buy the one in the boutique, 15,000. You'll be telling the house I beg 400. Yes. The only difference is that one was sealed in a letter, in a transparent letter with a carton, and a label was stamped on it. That one is international packaging. Same material. So there are people that will never buy the house out of well, but they'll buy that one. Same thing. Is that true?
Yes.
So if you want to be appealing to the international community, you have to be top-notch excellent. You cannot be saying, I was when. It's not in Africa speaking the English and take the fire. You know, when I was in university, we said, I'll take the English and give me the fire. When I started ministry, I knew there's no only about fire. You know? Take the English and give me fire, and I'll be casting a demon. I say, went out. Now, in Africa, you will be known. In Africa, I hope you know that. Even if I'm speaking Hausa and I'm anointed in Africa, I'll have crowd. But my impact will be limited. Do you know that? There are people that will never listen to me. If I want to be relevant to our international, I had to develop my English. Prophet Emmanuel Makanjua could not speak English when he started ministry. Are you aware? Yes, he could not. He developed himself to learn how to speak. When you hear his English today, I have his messages. All the messages, all of them were in their native language. All of them. But later, he started speaking English and then now, pure English. Clean silk English. You can develop yourself. Now, all those why he had been around for years, but you didn't know him in Nigeria. But on the way, that is the way to expand. You have a responsibility to play. All our desires are good, but there is something we must do about it. Are you together? Now, that's the kind of part I like preaching that most church people don't like. When you start telling them their own part to do. They like that. Your desires will be granted. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, let it be in your mind. It will be in your hand. No, that is one part, part A of the sermon. The part B, there is something that you will do that before it lands in your hand. Are we together? Yes. And then finally, it's connect to people that are living your desires. The way to receive your desires is make demand for them, carry out your part, and then number three is what? Connect to people that are what? Living your desires. What do you desire? Look for somebody that have that testimony as a manifestation and connect to them. And then gradually it will happen in your life. Praise the Lord. I believe you got something. Can we appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you. Can we say, Father, we thank you for your word. We give you all the praise. Can you say, Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. Now, I'll give you some few minutes to make certain desires to God. Now, I want you to ask God, Lord, show me what to do to receive those desires. Show me what to do to receive those desires. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Ask God for people that you connect to that will make those desires become possible and visible in your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray for us. Come on our feet and lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your sons and your daughters. Whatsoever is their desire is delivered unto them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Everything you ask God for and you are willing to do your part in those areas, they are delivered into your hands. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. Amen. You will have a manifestation of your desires. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now lift up your offering. Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lift up everyone that is giving. Your hands will not drop down to beg or to want. This is a prosperous church. This is a church of marriage. This is a church of health. This is a church of prosperity. A church of wisdom. A church of understanding. A church of grace. A church of intention, excellence. A church of global relevance. Nobody here is permitted to be a beggar. Nobody here is permitted to be stranded. Nobody here is permitted to be a laughing stock. In the name of Jesus. As we are sowing our seed, they will grow and multiply. The windows of heavens are opening up to us. As we pay our tithes, Lord, ideas open. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Can we cast our offering?
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080 0805-6522-6276 or 0806-11-2114. Remain rapturable.